All right, Callie, direct marketing beef. That is one new venture that you recently decided to go down. First, tell me a little bit of background behind your guys' ranch and feedlot and why you decided to take such path.
Right. Initially, we've always been a cow-calf operation, and we've had a background in feedlot and kind of just more or less backgrounded our own animals, but then some other. And so we were never typically a finishing feedlot, but it really all came about because of COVID. My husband saw what was happening with the markets, but then also saw what was happening in that supply chain. And the markets for a cow-calf guy were not very good at that time anyways, so we kind of really had to think, what can we do instead? And he looked at me one night and he just said, I think we should start selling beef, which I thought he was totally kidding because I'm trying to homeschool kids now, daycare's closed, all of this stuff, like add one more thing to our plate, but it's definitely changed our 2020 and for a good way for us to start selling beef directly to consumers.
Well, and you're speaking in front of a room full of farmers and ranchers like yourself. Tell me a little bit more about what it was like to get this up and going and what advice you have for others that may be interested in a similar endeavor.
I think we are definitely still learning is the exciting and fun part, but I think people have to realize, I mean, it's really truly a whole nother aspect of a business that you add on. The energy and time that we put into this almost maybe wasn't expected. There's a lot that goes into it, from the human relations, tracking finances, taking deposits, cut orders, you know, do we have the cattle, all of these things. And so there's a lot to it, but I think it's a really great adventure. I think I just love being able to see literally going from pasture to plate and having those conversations. I think a lot of people even asked me or said to me, I didn't realize that we could buy beef directly from a rancher. You know, and we thought the same thing, ironically, like, why weren't we selling directly to consumers to begin with? And so it's been just fun even having that opportunity to help educate people along the way, I think, about how we do things, why we do them, and all of that process.
So on that education aspect of it, I know I've been seeing this fall, you've been doing a couple farmers market type settings, and just how are you engaging with consumers? How are you making what you do relatable?
I think COVID has definitely even played a role, because people realize if a supply chain is broken, what options do we have? So when we go to, say, the farmers market, we just went to a couple of them this year, and it's fun getting the questions from everybody, you know, kind of just seeing what they do know, what they don't know. Even people will say, you know, do you treat your animals, or do they get hormones or shots? And then even asking them, well, what do you know about that? You know, finding out, I guess, what their background is and if they know myths or facts, and just having that conversation with them.
Well, I think probably the most fun part that I enjoy seeing, but I feel like you enjoy too, is getting your children involved, the next generation.
Right, exactly. We have a 9, 7, and almost 3-year-old, and it's fun because they help us with so many different parts of it, especially when we have to haul the cattle to the butcher. They usually go with, but that also means a Culver's stop afterwards for some ice cream and supper. But they get to work with us every day, you know, whether it's this beef, this finished product, or if we're working cattle, moving animals, fencing, whatever it might be. We've gotten pretty good at juggling the kids around.